This is episode 959. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to connect to the best part of who you are as you get ready to meditate, whether you're seated or you may be out doing errands, listening to this and getting ready to do the technique I'll share with you today, right during the busiest part of your day. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. You can do them pretty much anytime, anywhere. Well, in today's episode, we continue with our 7-part simplicity meditation series on how to make your life so much easier. All week long, you've discovered meditation techniques to help you on your simplicity journey. And in today's episode, I encourage you to layer some of those techniques into one meditation. So I'll show you how to layer a couple of the techniques that you discovered this week into a simplicity meditation. And also, every single Friday, I like to share an herb that you can enjoy. And I always customize the herb to go right along with our theme. So I'll share the herb with you, and then I'll go ahead and share the technique with you. The herb that I encourage you to try is an herb that may be brand new to you. It's not a very well-known household name herb. This is the herb feverfew. So feverfew is fantastic if you have a headache or any tension, especially muscle tension or pain in your body. You can try sipping feverfew. As always, you want to check with your physician before you sip any herb to make sure that it's an herb for you, especially if you do take medications or are pregnant or breastfeeding. You want to be really careful with the herbs you take. Well, feverfew is an herb that helps to calm you, especially, as I mentioned, your nerves. So that includes headache tension. And to sip the herb, you could boil some water and add 1 or 2 teaspoons to steep in the pan or in your teacup. And that's 5 to 10 milliliters. And that's covered because you don't want the essential oils to escape. So you always want to cover the herb as it steeps for anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. And that way you keep all those oils in there for you that are going to help you as you reduce tension in your body. So now I also want to share with you to go out and have fun. Every Friday, I encourage you to go and have some fun. All this meditating you've been doing all week long and reflecting can take a lot out of you, and you can start to take yourself too seriously. It can become a little heavy. So go and have some fun. And I encourage you to have fun in a way where it's simple, it's easy. Do something that maybe doesn't involve a lot of effort, that doesn't have you making all kinds of big plans. It's just something simple and fun. This is a great way to top off your week. And in today's episode, the techniques that I encourage you to combine as you do your meditation today, or as you go about your day, is to combine the affirmation, and that is less is more. So maybe you're seated right now. Think about the area of your life you want to simplify. Bring it to mind. And now, mentally repeat to yourself, less is more. And then add in the breathing technique. So to do the breathing technique, you're going to inhale sharply through your nose. A deep inhale, a cleansing breath. So inhale sharply through your nose. And then exhale through your mouth with a long, deep release of air. Exhaling through your mouth. Again, we'll do it one more time. Inhaling sharply through your nose. A nice deep breath. And hold it just to the point where you could hold it a little longer. And then when you're ready, release your breath through your mouth with a long, deep exhale. Releasing all the air. Exhaling through your mouth, energizing yourself. Very nice. Now, if you want to layer on one more of the techniques we did, you could try the mudra. The Simplicity Mudra, the Mahasur's Mudra. To do it, you'll rest your hands on your lap. You're going to touch your thumb to the tips of your index finger and middle finger. Your ring finger is closed down as best as you can into your palm, and your little finger is stretched out. Just fold your ring finger down the best that you can do. Your finger might not be that flexible. Just do your best. So you could hold this mudra as you do your meditation today, or as you go about your day, to help you focus on the area you're trying to create, simplicity. Inhaling through your nose, a nice deep breath. And exhaling through your mouth with a long, deep release of air, repeating mentally, less is more. And don't forget your feverfew tea, so you're all set for today as you end out the week and as you go into the weekend. I'm Mary Meckley, and I do share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, and a full, complete guided meditation, a brand new one every day, over at my meditation membership site at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there you can explore over 900 guided meditations, as well as journals and guides that go along with each series. I wish you a beautiful meditation, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.